Hi, and welcome to A Mixed Bipolar Life, living with ultra rapid cycling bipolar disorder with mixed features. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, whatever it is for you. For me, it's the evening. I usually, if not always, record these in the evenings when it's quiet and I'm up late, always. So I'm going to start off with my check-in. I'm really depressed, but I'm mixed. I've been cycling for over a month now, I guess about 6 weeks. I went on a little trip to visit family, and they are 3 hours ahead, and due to my sleep disorder, that makes it really difficult for me. I have a hard time getting up in the morning as it is. And I really thought that after a week, my body would start to adjust. But literally, for 2 full weeks, it never did. I, you know, kind of had to force myself to fall asleep. And also using a third of a milligram of melatonin to do that. I recently read that you, it was a study that said that you actually should just use a third to a half of a milligram. Do not use more than that. It will not help you. It actually can hinder sleep. So anyways, it was funny because I kind of kept the similar sleep schedule that I have in July, August, waking up at around 10, between 10 and 11. But I was sleep deprived the whole time. I fought off 2 cold sores and I got home, and I had swollen lymph nodes as well. And I got home and I got 2 cold sores when I was home. So I just caught up with me. But the interesting thing was when I got home, my body was literally like right back to my normal schedule. It didn't take any time to adjust because my body had never adjusted. So to continue my check-in, I am feeling really depressed the last couple of days, at least 2-3 days. I haven't wanted to get out of bed. But mixed, being mixed. So, I've actually, but have had some motivation to get some things done around the house. But the cycling, yeah, I started, cycling and I cycled into a really bad mixed hypomania when I was on my trip, I think because of the sleep deprivation, and, I haven't recovered. Today's actually been the first day that I haven't been really badly mixed even during the day, and especially the evening, mildly mixed, meaning that that agitation, that, akathisia, that restlessness, that horrible, horrible restlessness, thank God it's gone today, very mild today, but I've had that. It started in my, like, not too many days into my trip. I was gone for 2 weeks, which I must add was really easy because I was visiting family, so they fed me and took me everywhere. And we basically just sat around the house and caught up. But it was really nice that I got to do that and get caught up with everyone because I'd been about almost 10 years since I had done that. So I had, you know, was definitely mixed, hypomanic during my trip. That was really hard. I remember sitting in one of those chairs that you kind of lay back in, you know, you put the feet up and you can lay back in it, one of those TV chairs at my cousin's. And I was so restless that I was like rocking it constantly, like just rocking my leg because of all that extra energy. And I did take extra medication, the diazepam and the extra 100 fast-acting Seroquel, but I just could not find full relief. It was really frustrating, really hard, and it's been like that for, like I said, for over a month now. It's hard to explain to people that don't understand it, but it is just a really, really horrible, horrible feeling. I don't know. Just, I guess the easiest way for someone that's never experienced this to kind of slightly have an idea is go drink 10 cups of coffee and see how you feel. Yeah. I wasn't, I was kind of hypomanic, in my mood a little, not really hypomanic, but my mood was up too until, this past week. And then, I crashed. I wasn't sleeping very well either. Actually, last night I didn't sleep well either. I think I gotta take a sleeping pill tonight so I can get some deep sleep, which the Ambien does. But, I wasn't sleeping, but my mood was pretty good. I felt good until the last few days. So finally my body crashed and then my mood crashed, and I don't know, kind of slowly crashed together, but my energy before my mood. And then I wasn't feeling well yesterday either. I was kind of feeling just run down, just really run down, because I had the hypomanic energy, and so I was getting stuff done, but then the body just crashes because you're overdoing it, right? So I didn't know, this podcast really doesn't have any main point except just to tell you what I went through, and I am really curious how sleep is for other people. I wrote out a poll on Facebook for my DBSA group, which is Depression Bipolar Support Alliance, which I guess we're switching over to becoming a NAMI group, National Alliance of Mentally Ill, is it? Anyways, curious. Leave some comments and let me know what your sleep's like. If your sleep cycles. Oh, by the way, so there was another article, speaking of sleep, that verified what I was telling people in my sleep disorder, circadian sleep disorder network, forum. And you can just look up circadian sleep disorder online and you will probably find the network. Anyways, there's a great forum, and someone did find an article that said how people with bipolar disorder, their sleep would change according to the lunar phases, so the phases of the moon. And I discovered that with a sleep app, one of those apps, I was using Sleep Cycle, but basically it measures your sleep, like if you're restless or you're sleeping better. It kind of listens for noises like turning over and stuff, snoring, etc. So so that was kind of cool to get that reinforced, that it's not just me. So I'm wondering about you guys too. Maybe try that Sleep Cycle app or another app and see if your sleep changes depending on where the moon is, or actually it's not really where the moon is, right? It's where we are in relationship to the moon, but what the moon looks like, what cycle it's in. Other than that, I don't really have anything else to say. I just thought I should do a podcast and thought I would, let you know where I'm at. The other thing I guess I could share with you guys is I got denied already for, SSDI. I reapplied, a couple months ago, or it's been over 2 months now, and literally they denied me before they even got all my medical records, and even the advocate was really surprised. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do, and this should be a good tip to the rest of you that are applying. Now you have to do that in between denials. You have to have an open application. But I have already talked to my congressman, my local congressman, and they're going to make an inquiry on my case while it's open. They can't really do anything, but it'll just make sure that they don't do things like deny me before they've received all my records. As the congressman's aide said, just make sure they dot their I's and cross their T's. And I'm also going to try to play their game, so to speak. So in my first application, their doctors decided I didn't have repetitive stress injuries or tendonitis specifically. I do. And I actually had surgery, tendon repair, and I've had MRIs that prove it now. So that popped a hole in their theory. And then their denial this time, they're like, well, you don't have any nerve damage. Well, guess what? I do have nerve damage. So now I'm going to get tested for that. So I'm trying to, fight back and pop the holes in their shallow theories. This time, it's just such a joke, but they said, well, yeah, okay. So this time they're willing to admit that, I can't do the work I used to do, but I can do some work, even though, they list, the minimum 1138 and I haven't even earned, not even close to that. So like 2 years ago was 4,000 a year and last year was, 5,000 a year and last year was 4,000 a year. Yeah, it's not even worth working. It just covers my expenses. If that doesn't even always cover them. Sometimes I'm at a loss. So anyways, the whole thing is just pretty ridiculous. So I think that's all I want to share with you tonight. I know, when I'm depressed, these podcasts can't be too exciting because I'm talking like a depressed person, slow and boring. Actually, I have a couple other things I want to add is I confirmed that my cousin, whom I and other family members knew was depressed because, as my uncle said, it was so obvious, years ago, got diagnosed with bipolar 2, and my sister got diagnosed with bipolar 2, and I had been telling her psychiatrist for years that I'm pretty sure she had bipolar disorder. So, really annoying when the doctors don't like it when, you have an opinion that may differ from theirs. So, Dr. Dual, at Kaiser, like to say, I told you so. So anyways, guys, please continue to leave your comments and share, and I really appreciate it. I don't know if it's only on Anchor, but if you'd like to support this podcast, every little bit helps. I'm really struggling financially right now. So, pray for me for that too. All right. Thanks, guys. Take care. Lastly, I just want to first thank you guys for all your support. I so appreciate all the great reviews and comments that you've already left, and please ask that you can continue them. The reason why I do this is to help people. And when I get your feedback through your great reviews or comments and sharing, then I feel like that this is worth it. And it helps encourage me to go on, and especially to keep doing this. So please, I would appreciate if you could take the time to leave me feedback. Obviously, positive feedback preferred. That would just be wonderful. And that allows me to move higher up in these podcast apps to reach more people. And that's the goal. That's what I want to do, is to help you and your loved ones. I also want to remind you that I have a blog, that's bipolarmixed.wordpress.com. So it's the disordered first, bipolar, then mixed, M-I-X-E-D, .wordpress.com. Lastly, I have to thank my friend Jill Moran for her wonderful music in the beginning and the end. She is a composer, and she recently started out doing composing for film and podcasts and everything else you can think of. She did an original score for me. She can do music for you, and she is very reasonable and moving up quickly. You can reach her on Twitter at jillmimo.com. That's J as in Jill, I-L-L, M as in Mary, I as in India, M as in Mary, O, Jill at, or at Jill Mimo on Twitter.com. Okay, thanks guys. God bless you. I wish you well. Hang in there, and I will see you next, or talk to you next time.